Very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. I will go ahead and call to order our June 16th meeting of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District. This meeting is being virtually via Zoom. So we do have a at the San District website, there is a copy of the agenda, which does provide a link to tonight's meeting. And this will serve as our call to order and our roll call, if you would, Ms. Simpson.
Director Ray Russell?
Here.
Director Gibson?
Here.
Director Lee?
Here. Very good. So we do have a quorum and we will continue, which leads us to our Pledge of Allegiance. So Director Gibson, would you do us the honor of leading us in our pledge tonight?
Sure. Hand over heart, I pledge allegiance to the flag and the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible. What did I forget?
Liberty
and justice for all. Thank you. Very good. Thank you very much. So we have done that. And then before I go too much further, we do want to recognize Ms. Raven, who's serving as our legal counsel this evening, in case anybody had any questions. So that'll take us to agenda review. Is there any director that has any questions about the order of the agenda, wants to make changes, or wants to make a motion to approve as published?
So moved.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we?
Yeah, we're under agenda review.
Oh, I thought we were. Okay.
Yep. So we have a motion to approve as published. I'll go ahead and second that.
Sorry, I'm confused about. Sorry. We don't do that in AG, so I'm confused about why we needed a motion. I'm sorry. I got very turned around. Sorry.
It's all good. It's a formal part of the agenda. So I figured we would do agenda review. Sorry about that. So, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Aye. Very good. We will proceed with the agenda as published, which does take us to our public comment period tonight, where public participation is being provided in accordance with COVID-19 pandemic executive order under the N29-20. So we will look forward to people providing up to 3 minutes of public comment on any items under the jurisdiction of the district that are not on tonight's agenda. And I'll turn to Mr. Lloyd to see, or Ms. Simpson, to see if there's anyone on the line for public comment tonight.
There is no one on the line for public comment.
Very good. Then we'll go ahead and close public comment, bring it back to the board for the next item, which I believe is our consent agenda. So we have three items tonight on the consent agenda. Does any director have questions on any items of the consent agenda?
No.
Okay. So actually, I am going to turn it over to Mr. Gent very quickly, just because I seem to recall an email this afternoon with a revised attachment for item 5C. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Your board will notice that there was the amendment and attachment in item 5C had some format revisions provided by legal counsel earlier this week. I prepared the amendment on my own and forwarded that to Keith. I didn't want to have legal counsel necessarily participate in crafting that amendment because it was my contract. It didn't seem like it. I wasn't sure about the appropriate use of district legal counsel to do that initial review. And so they did some formatting changes, no substance changes. The staff report is still accurate. All the actions and requests being made in that amendment are unchanged from what was initially published. And we did republish the revised for the public as well on the district website through the agenda portal.
Very good. So I'll just look to director, see if there's any questions on what Mr. Gent just provided. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and go open it up to public comment for consent agenda items only. I'll turn to Ms. Simpson to see if anyone has joined us.
No one has joined us.
Very good. We'll go ahead and close public comment on the consent agenda and bring it back to the board for a motion.
I have a quick question.
Certainly.
Jeremy, when is the review, the performance review?
It's supposed to happen in July.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. I had in my head it was coming. So, okay, great. Perfect.
Yeah, that's
I'll go ahead and move that we approve items 5A, 5B, and 5C with the revisions that were sent in the addendum for 5C.
I'll second.
Very good. We have a motion and a second. Pending any further comment, Ms. Simpson, a roll call, please.
Director Ray Russell?
Yes.
Director Lee?
Yes.
Director Gibson?
Since I wasn't able to watch the last meeting, I will abstain from voting.
Okay. Approved 2-1.
Or 2-0-1, correct? Okay. Very good. So that will take us to our action items this evening, which is 6A, our public hearing and adoption of resolution number.
I'm sorry, Jeff, just real quick. I just want to check clarification with Carrie. Was it okay that Shirley made the second and then abstained? I'm sorry for not understanding the process on that.
You know, actually, you raise a fair point.
How about I'll redo the motion separately.
I think there's a little quandary there. You're onto something though, Jeremy.
Okay, so I will move that we, I moved away from 5A, sorry. I move that we approve the warrants and the, well, let's just take them separately. I'll approve the warrants as published.
I'll go ahead and second that.
All right, in the vote.
Director Ray Russell?
Yes.
Director Lee?
Yes.
Director Gibson?
Abstain.
Okay.
Okay, item 5B, I'll move that we approve the meeting minutes of June 2nd.
And I will second that as well. And Ms. Simpson, roll call, please.
Director Lee?
Yes.
Director Ray Russell?
Yes.
Director Gibson?
Abstain.
And I'll move that we approve the First Amendment to the Employment Agreement with District Administrator Gent with the amended staff report that came in the email earlier this evening.
And I will second that as well. And so, Ms. Simpson, roll call, please.
Director Lee?
Yes.
Director Ray Russell?
Yes.
Director Gibson?
Abstain.
Okay. Very good. So we do have an approved consent agenda. So, any other clarifications, Mr. Gent, Ms. Raven? Very good. Then we will go into our action item 6A, our public hearing and adoption of resolution number 2021-428, approving the budget for fiscal year 21-22. Mr. Gent, take it away.
Yeah. Good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. The item before you is a public hearing and adoption of resolution number 2021-428, approving the budget for fiscal year 21-22. At the last meeting, we reviewed a draft budget and your board had some comments that largely centered around providing a better understanding of the district's cash reserves, both on the operation side and the capital side. And additionally, we received a comment that potentially an expanded consolidated budget that showed some of the administrative cost items individually rather than rolled up into the administrative costs were the two items that we took from the draft, and we think we've addressed those. And with that, I'll turn it over to Amy Simpson, who has a brief PowerPoint to walk you through the final budget.
Okay, do you see the shared screen?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good evening, board. This is the fiscal year 2021-2022 budget. Recommendation: review the budget for fiscal year 2021-22. Open the public hearing to receive public input regarding the adoption of the budget for fiscal year 2021-2022. Close the public hearing and direct revisions, if any, be incorporated into the budget for fiscal year 21-22 and adopt resolution number 2021-428, approving the budget for fiscal year 2020-2021. Background and discussion. On June 2nd, 2021, The board reviewed and discussed the draft budget for fiscal year 21-22. Upon reviewing the draft budget, the board requested the following modifications: that staff modify the administrative costs line item to show some costs individually in the consolidated budget, and ask staff to clarify the status of district cash reserves. Administrative cost line item. The line item for administrative costs in the draft budget originally contained 20 subaccounts. Staff revised the consolidated budget to individually list several of the larger subaccounts in the administrative costs. The consolidated budget now individually shows legal costs, engineering, coastal hazards monitoring, LAFCO budget share, Zone 11A agreement, and agency billing as separate from administrative costs. District cash reserves. The board requested staff to present information on cash reserves in a format that would show that the district had adequate reserves to meet operational demands. The district reserve policy currently requires that the district maintain a minimum operating reserve valued at 10% of the annual cost of operation and maintenance. The operation currently has a Fund 19 operating reserve of $6,852,553, or 140% of annual operating costs. The operating reserve is separate from the funds in capital accounts. The Fund 20 Capital Expansion Fund holds the bond and interim USDA funding for the redundancy project. This tabulation shows values of the district's reserves for operating, capital expansion, and capital replacement. Proposed budget. Using past experience and professional judgment, the budget for fiscal year 21-22 was prepared using conservative estimates and assumptions, mindful of the need to operate the facility in a safe, cost-effective, efficient manner while complying with applicable federal, state, and local requirements. Revenue values for wastewater and collection fees were obtained from the district's 2016 Rate Study Ordinance number 2016-01, approved by the board on February 17, 2016. This budget covers the period of July 1st, 2021 through June 30th, 2022. The budget will meet the operational, maintenance, and capital needs of the district, including funding for the fiscal year 21-22 costs of the redundancy project. Fund 19 revenues are generated from primarily wastewater service charges. Other revenues are generated from brine disposal with minor contributions from lease payments and reimbursements. Fund 19 supports the following general categories of the district's operation activities: personnel, permits, fees, and licenses, communications and computer support, administrative costs, legal costs, engineering, coastal hazards and monitoring, LAFCO budget share, Zone 11A property tax, agency billing, disposal services, utilities, maintenance tools and replacement, materials, services and supplies, training, education and membership, debt service, scheduled maintenance, new capital equipment, transfer out of Fund 19, funds to support Fund 26 projects, transfer out to Fund 20, funds the redundancy project. Staffing. The staff roster consists of the district administrator, a secretary bookkeeper, a plant superintendent, plant operations supervisor, plant senior operator, a laboratory technician, plant operator two. We have three of those with one vacant. There are 10 full-time positions funded in the draft budget. 9 positions are currently filled. This budget includes a new plant operator two that will be necessary as the redundancy project progresses. These costs and needs for the additional operator were previously identified and are consistent with the operational expenses included in the adopted rates necessary to build the redundancy project. Fund 20 is the Capital Expansion Fund. This fund holds the bond and interim USDA funding for the construction of the redundancy project and receives revenue annually from connection fees. This fund supports capacity, expansion, and studies. Fiscal year 21-22 budgets for two projects. The wastewater redundancy project, which is $20,410,000, and an expenditure of $150,000 is proposed for expansion of the district's supervisory control and data acquisition, otherwise known as SCADA. Fund 26 receives no direct revenue, and expenditures are wholly supported by transfers. The draft budget calls for a transfer from Fund 19 of $769,000. This $769,000 in budget funds capital replacement of $744,000 and provides an emergency equipment repair fund of $25,000. Conclusion, the fiscal year 21-22 budget meets all known district operation and maintenance needs, maintains district reserves, funds the fiscal year 21-22 capital costs, including the fiscal year 21-22 costs of construction for the redundancy project. And that concludes my report.
Very good. Thank you for that report and for that summary. So let's see if there's any questions. Director Ray Russum?
No questions, only comment.
Very good. Director Gibson?
Yeah. I wanted to clarify something. So you said the cash reserve policy is 10% of the annual cost to operations. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So it looks like we're in good shape as far as that, right?
We are in very good shape. Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that I had that right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very good. And I didn't have any questions, but I appreciate the revisions that were made to the budget and the ease of which it can be read and understood. So at this point, let us open it up to a public. Let's open up the public hearing to see if there's any members of the public that want to speak under this item tonight. So Ms. Simpson, is there anyone on the line?
There is still no attendees.
Very good. Then I will go ahead and close the public hearing. So, and there were no comments to respond to, so we'll close it back and bring it back for comments and further action by the board. I'll turn to Director Ray Russum for her comments.
Thank you. Again, I apologize for my unstable internet. I just want to commend Director Gent and, or excuse me, District Administrator Gent and Ms. Simpson, because it was I struggled for the words to come up with how to ask the question, and Director Lee bailed me out last time about, you know, it really didn't show what our reserves were. And when they sent the clarification to me, it's not that I didn't believe them, but I looked at that number and said, surely I must be missing something. And they explained to me that we really do have 140% worth of reserves. So I asked them to highlight that in the meeting today so that the public can see that this district is more than well managed. It is extraordinarily well managed. And I wanted to make sure that they sung their praises, which was not done in the original report. Even though the information was there, it wasn't ready for the public to see it. And I want them to see that highlighted in bullet points right on the first page of the report, because in the end, that's what they care about. And it's our job to get into those line items. And if you have to get deep into the line items to see how well run this thing is, I just want them to sing their own praises. And so I shall sing them for them tonight. And when it's time, I'll be happy to make the motion to move forward. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for those comments. Director Gibson, do you have any comments?
Just a couple. So in preparation, you know, I reviewed the agenda, and I had a discussion with President Austin and with the general manager about the budget and all those issues. And I appreciate that the cash reserves were broken out with more detailed information. So with all of that, I feel comfortable in moving forward and supporting the budget. Thank you.
Very good. So then it looks like we are at the point of accepting a motion. Who wants to put that forward? It sounds like Director Ray Russum was looking for that opportunity.
I am ready to do so. So in an effort to, again, sing the praises of our district, I will move that we close the public hearing, and we have no revisions to direct, and that we adopt the resolution number 2021-428, the budget for fiscal year 2020-2021.
And I will second.
And just for a point of clarification, Mr. Gent, I think you know where I'm going with this. Hopefully we're about to approve the 2021-22 budget, correct?
I just saw that for the first time as I was reading along with Director Ray Russom. That is a typo.
I didn't even catch it when I said it.
On bullet four, on the recommendations, that should say 21-22.
I will amend my motion, of course.
I second.
Very good. We have a motion and a second. Ms. Simpson, roll call, please.
Director Gibson?
Yes.
Director Ray Russom?
Yes.
Director Lee?
Yes. Very good. We have a budget. Congratulations, everyone. Good work, and definitely appreciate all the hard work and effort that goes into putting that together and presenting it to us tonight, and so the and to the public as well. So as my fellow colleagues have mentioned, it was well put together. It's easily readable, and I think it's going to provide really good direction for us for the next year. So good work on that. And that takes us to item 6B, our district administrator report. Mr. Gent.
Yes. Good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. Put together a brief District Administrator's report because we did meet earlier this month. But you'll notice that there is no plan operations report, and Chief Plan Operator Michael Jones is not with us. So just a few things to cover on the redundancy project. The Vibrastone column work that we were doing, the soil stabilization work, has been completed, and that subcontractor is mobilized off the site. The contractor is currently doing sheeting and shoring for protection of the workers for the excavation for construction of the aeration basins and the secondary clarifier. We did notice that the nearby residents prior to installation of that sheeting and shoring, that there's cranes that install and basically pound these large I-beams into the ground, and it can be somewhat noisy. So we hand delivered notices to all the neighbors to warn them of that. We had some good conversations with some of them, and we've received no calls to date, but it is a little bit noisy. We're normal working hours, but luckily, with the outreach, I think we've satisfied our neighbors. And then I wanted to communicate that the mass excavation should be starting here at the beginning of July, which will be removing a lot of the earth to begin putting in rebar and preparing for pouring concrete. Central Coast Blue, I didn't have an update in my staff report. There have been some changes in Central Coast Blue. I think that can be covered with, I'm not fully up to speed, but I know the city AG met last week and had some clarifying direction toward the project, and I'll just leave it at that. Some miscellaneous items. Previously, I'd mentioned the possibility of canceling the July 7th meeting. I wanted to communicate that we will not be canceling the July 7th meeting. And that's primarily because of the SEIU item. We did reach a tentative agreement with our SEIU, so I'm preparing language for an updated memorandum of understanding for that, and to be expedient with delivering that and some other items that are time sensitive, I've decided to convene that meeting on July 7th. In-person meetings, I wanted to take a minute to talk about that. I had a conversation with AGP Video, trying to figure out what their capability was to go back in person. And we did decide that the preferred option would be to have the July 7th meeting virtually again. That will be our last virtual meeting. And then our August 4th would be fully in person and non-hybrid. So we would be back. That would be held at the Oceano Community Service District Chambers. And that's our intent. And I'm happy to take any feedback or if there's thoughts or concerns about that approach. I mentioned that the negotiations with SEIU, we reached a tentative agreement on 6-9, and so an MOU will be forthcoming. And then a minor item, we received our renewed encroachment permit with Caltrans for maintenance of our trunk mains that are contained within the Highway 1 right-of-way. So that was a work. Getting these permits from Caltrans requires some, several months lead time and some back and forth communication. And so Michael Jones worked diligently communicating with Caltrans to obtain this permit. And it's good for a number of years. So it was good that he was able to obtain that. Couple tentative items coming up. I intend on 7-7, a resolution for the non-represented employees. That's for cost of living and any benefit changes to the non-rep. An MOU between, as I mentioned, between SSLO CSD and SEIU Local 620. Adoption of the district salary schedule, which goes hand in hand with those two items. And then updates and revisions to the personnel policy manual, which is... was last adopted in early 2018 and has over the years had minor edits that need to be incorporated. And so I intend to bring that back for adoption and ratification by your board. And with that, that concludes my district administrator's report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Gent. Let's see, Director A. Russell, any questions or comments?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Director Gibson, any questions or comments?
Yeah, I just had a question about the redundancy project. When you do the earth removal, what happens to the dirt? Where do you take that? Just curious.
Yeah, so the earthwork is, the disposal of the work becomes property of the contractor. Now we do have to document where that soil goes. And it's not completely finalized. We're waiting on that documentation right now. But I do know that Papich Construction has requested that. I don't know where their project is, but they have a project where they need earth. And so they will be taking some of that earth. And then I was also informed by Felance, our contractor, that the Harbor Terrace project in Avila also needs soil. And so they will be taking that work. But we are currently in the process of documenting that. We just have to have a record of where that soil went as a government agency. We don't have responsibility for it after it leaves, but we are responsible for knowing where it went, I guess is the most concise way to say that.
Okay, that's interesting. So we're just recycling.
Yeah, there's value in this soil. Someone needs clean fill, this is well-graded, easy to compact soil that's being exported. So it will meet other folks' needs. So it won't be wasted at some disposal facility.
Right. That's great. Thank you.
Very good. And I just had one question, one comment. So the question has to do with reconvening in person, and this may be for Director Gibson. So is the Oceano Services District offices going to be opening prior to August 4th?
I believe so. We were planning to have a regular meeting and I think next week, but we've postponed that. So I think probably in August will be our date.
No, like in the 26th. And so it sounds like that timing may be good. So we'll just, I'm sure Mr. Gent will work with Mr. Clemens to make sure that the location is suitable for that. So then my just tongue-in-cheek comment would be that some of our dirt from our Ocean View property is going to potentially an even better Ocean View property if it goes to Harbor Terrace. So with that, unless there's any additional comments by staff or the directors, we can consider our district administrator report complete. And as I move back up the agenda, that will take us to, I believe it is Board Member Communications. Director Ray Russell, anything you want to share with us tonight?
The only thing I want to share is I'm bummed that there's no public here. So I hope that they tune in, because I find the budget stuff that we do, and especially when it comes out this right side up, the most significant thing we do for the entire flipping year, and nobody's here to see it. So perhaps this is something that we can share on the district's Facebook page, that we have a balanced budget and 140% reserves. It might garner the question of why aren't you reducing my rates? That's a whole nother story. But even just sharing good news of how well this is run, I think that's an important part of getting that message out to people. They might not know what we do and how we do it, but they sure want to know that it's being managed properly. And it is. So kudos to staff.
Very good. Nice. Director Gibson, any communications tonight?
Yeah, basically the OCSD, we're trying to replace our, we've got a lot of money budgeted for our infrastructure, and we're trying to replace our 2.5-inch pipes and move into the current century. So we have a long ways to go, but some of it's happening now.
Very good. So, and just my two communications, one of which is when Grover preliminary adopted its budget earlier this week, we did earmark some funding for some water and sewer upgrades as part of our ARPA funding, the American Rescue, was it? I forget what the P stands for, but the federal stimulus funding. So as we identify those projects, I'm sure we'll reach out to the district to make sure that we are coordinated there. So, and then on a sad note, I did see earlier or late May that Frosty, Forrest Frost, has passed away. So he was a friend of Oceano, a friend of AG, and a friend of Grover Beach, and he was 101 and 11 months. And so I know the Oceano had a parade that went through the town and ended at the Elks Lodge for his 100th birthday, and he was 1 month shy of his 102nd birthday. So may he rest in peace. So, Mr. Gent, or Ms. Gibson, did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, thank you.
Okay. Very good. So, Mr. Gent, anything you wanted to add this evening before we adjourn?
No, sir.
Very good. Then I will consider ourselves adjourned until our next regularly scheduled meeting of July 7th, 2021, which will be at 6 p.m. and will be virtual. So thanks, everyone. Good work tonight.
Thanks.
Thank you. Good night.